You're listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by the Envision Advisors at Your Castle Real Estate.
What's up, Colorado? It is the new year in 2022. So Jenny and I are sitting down to record this podcast to talk and discuss her 2022 goals. So it's always great to hear what others are up to. Plus, she also just submitted her chapter to the 2022 Annual Investing Guide for Colorado. So we're talking about both and hopefully get more people contributing their chapters to the book. So Jenny, I'm very excited to talk about this. And I know last year was the first year you submitted to the book. Before even jumping to your goals, like when you write stuff and have, you know, a few thousand people read it, on your scale of excitement versus I can do without this, where do you generally fall?
Probably on the I can do without this spectrum. just because, I mean, it's a lot of pressure. Like I put a lot of pressure on myself generally. I'm pretty hard on myself for most things. So it's like, oh man, if I have an audience, like even though I know no one else cares but me, it just makes it a little bit more pressured, I think.
Yeah, but maybe that's part of the reason you crushed goals last year as a spoiler. All right, so before we get into these, give us the quick rundown on who Jenny is. Like, what's your background? What are you up to?
Yeah, so I guess in a nutshell, I'm an investor. I'm now an investor-friendly realtor, so working with Envision. I really like buying rental properties. I really like helping people buy rental properties, and that's probably the Cliff Notes version of that.
Yes, and before you became an agent, you bought a lot of properties, you know, MLS, wholesale, networking, a FSBO in there, like some creative stuff, so you got lots of experience, and you mm-hmm. have, you know, hustled to build a great portfolio, and so going back into, like, what are your rules for investment? Like, one thing I love talking about, you're very methodical like I am, so it was mm-hmm. like hearing about what your rules are.
Yeah, so I know I mentioned it in last year's book, but I think it's important to mention it again, just because it is what we abide by, basically. Like when we're making decisions, if it doesn't fit these rules, then it's probably not a good idea for us to proceed with it. So the first one being, I don't want to own an empire. I have no interest in, you know, owning 100 doors or, you know, some of these lofty goals that you hear people say, like good for whoever wants to do that. But that's just kind of not really what I want. I just want enough and a little bit more, I guess, to support my family off rental income, when the time comes. So that's kind of the nexus of that.
Yep. Real estate empire. Rule number two,
don't overextend myself. And I mean that financially, and I also mean it time-wise and physically. Back when we first started, we were doing a lot of the grunt work ourselves, and it was just exhausting between, you know, W-2 job and then driving to the property at night and on the weekends, ripping up, you know, stinky carpet and stuff like that. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm just completely beat by that. And just, you know, it's just a lot of mental energy as well. That being one. And then of course, don't over leverage yourself from a financial sense. Don't take on too much debt. Don't put yourself in a risky position. Don't lose what you've earned, you know?
No, that makes complete sense. So don't overextend yourself. Rule number two. What is rule mm-hmm. number three?
Ensure adequate cash reserves for everything. So for personal emergencies, 6 months reserves for that to make sure that we can keep our, you know, household expenses afloat. And then 6 months reserves for all rental properties. So if everything were to go down the toilet at one time, we would be okay for 6 months, you know, at least, without having to really push the panic button on that.
I agree with you there. So recap them. Don't own the real estate empire. Don't overextend yourself and keep high cash reserves. So that's mm-hmm. your foundation for how you go out there and execute your strategy, go out there and manage your portfolio. So talk to us about your goals. Like, what goals you set last year? And let's talk about the goals for this year.
Yeah. So I guess looking at the 2021 real estate investing goal was to pay off one property mortgage. So it was kind of a small goal, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it. But we did achieve it, and we actually ended up paying off a loan
balance. That's a big, like, you say small, but that's a big big accomplishment. Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, it took a lot of effort to do it, you know. So, and we actually ended up paying off two mortgages, and I'm still like riding the high from it. Like, it still feels great. Even though I know I've talked about it before, mathematically, like, it's not always the best move to do that, but man, it feels really good to own two rental properties free and clear. And then on top of that, we also added two rental properties to our portfolio. And then we refinanced two properties as well, just, you know, looking at the interest rate situation that's going on.
All right. So great goals for 2021. Got those checked off. What are your goals for 2022?
Yeah. So this one is kind of lofty, but we'll see. We want to purchase four additional units. So I feel comfortable right now regarding our current cash position, equity position. And I really do think that we're going to keep seeing a little bit of inflation happening. So I just kind of want to make my money work a little bit better than, you know, it just kind of hanging out. Even though I just said I feel happy that I paid two properties off. So just taking advantage of some of the benefits that real estate, you know, offers to investors.
So how many units would you consider a real estate empire?
Probably more than 20.
More than 20.
That just seems like a really large number to me. I don't know. What about you?
I don't have a definition. I just you said that. I know over the years, as we've got to know each other and work together, you've, you know, that's been a recurring, like, you know, leg to your stool.
Mm-hmm.
And if I recall last year, like, yeah, I think we're kind of done acquiring properties, or we're going to be very, very minimal. And now I'm just kind of curious because, like, you're saying one thing and then the actions are like, hey, four properties, that's an aggressive growth. And that's a, what, I don't know, 30, 40% growth in your portfolio this year. And you're getting close to what your definition of a real estate empire is. So I just wanted to point that out and hear your reaction.
Hold me to it. So
not hold you to it, just unpack it. Yeah. And like, it's how people involve. Like, I love how like the strategies involve. That's the main point of it.
So I would say a good portion of that is that I truly just find this fun. So to not buy properties, like, I almost feel like an itch, like, oh, I really want to buy something right now. Or, you know, the client bought something like this, that would have been cool. I would like to do that. So it's just kind of like an internal, like, I just find a lot of like joy and pleasure, like, buying rental properties, as weird as that sounds. So it's kind of fun. Like, once you get to that point and you're like, yeah, you can buy another property, or you can buy another property, or, you know, just kind of, deciding what you want to do. And it's not as, as scary having done it many times prior. Yeah. So, and, one thing that I would point out is that I did mention this in the chapter is that, I know this seems kind of weird given that I am a pretty organized person, but I've never had a really well-defined real estate goal because everything is just so dynamic that it makes it really difficult to lock in, to something. And then, you know, the world kind of goes on around you, and, you know, it might work out if you lock into a set goal, but I think it's also important to just pivot, based on what external factors give you as well.
I mean, and that's great perspective. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So in next year, is that threshold for the real estate empire unit might start creeping up? Are you going to plead the fifth?
I mean, right now I'm just like, oh, no way. But I mean, next year I might want to buy, like, you know, 100 units or something and just totally go against everything that I just said. But
but this is part of the fun. Like, as I total side tangent off of your goals, like, I I very much have a love-hate relationship with writing goals and publishing, all that stuff. But what I really enjoy doing is when I sit down and write them and create my goals, it's like, go back, and now this is the fourth year this book is published, I go back and read my other previous goals in sequential order, 19, 20, 21. And it's always interesting, like, oh, wow, I forgot to set that as a goal. Sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, that was a silly, or yeah, that idea didn't pan out. Or it's like, oh, that's what I said, but wow, man, things have changed. Like, it's just very fascinating. And I think that's one of the cool things about people writing chapters in the book is it's a great way to really, like, almost create like an investing journal or like a real investing plan to see how things evolve. I have found it very fascinating to see how, like, oh, I'm definitely doing this, and 2 years later, I've done a 180. Or, yeah, you know, a 90 yeah. degrees. Like, it's just, it's, I love seeing that growth.
I mean, even 1 year is just phenomenal how much things have changed. Like, yeah. I don't think any of us would have ever imagined kind of the current environment that we're in today, a year ago, probably, you know? So I think that's kind of interesting.
All right. So I think that kind of takes care of your investing goals for real estate. Mm-hmm. And you also have like the second half of the chapter is, you know, agent goals and then the team goals that really, you know, you and Leah have for not just Envision, but for Southern Colorado. So yeah. Where do you want to start on that?
We can start with 2021 again. So we wanted to publish 52 episodes of this podcast and we achieved that, sticking to the one a week schedule. I think there's a couple extras here and there, so that probably helped.
I think some weeks were two. There might have been zero, 1 or 2 weeks, but we hit the goal. That's what matters.
Yeah. And then the other goal was, so keeping in mind where I was when I wrote this, Leah was not part of our team. So
That's right.
Yeah, so that's kind of where my mindset was. So she was just like absolutely like amazing and, you know, a necessary part of meeting this goal, but it was to quadruple the number of closed transactions in Colorado Springs from 2020 to 2021 for our clients. So we achieved that. And between Leah and myself, we actually 10x'd the transaction quantity and more than 10x'd sales volume for 2020. So that's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's the fun thing to look back like, holy, yeah.
Yeah, when you sent me those numbers, I said, oh my gosh, I had no idea like how much we did this year. So that's pretty exciting.
So what are your goals for 2022?
So I want to publish another 52 episodes of this podcast. And then I want to increase the Southern Colorado number of closed transactions by 30%.
You're not going to 10x it again?
I'm not sure that we have the capacity for that.
And as like, you know, you can only do that so many years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to keep the math going on that.
Yeah. So I think 30% would be very, very lofty, but I think achievable.
Let's talk about this too, because I mean, Colorado Springs has been a huge focus of what you and Leah have been doing. And then, you know, latter half of 2021, you've been doing a lot of work in Pueblo. And you're doing a lot more deals down there now. What are your plans and goals for Pueblo?
Yeah, so we being Leah and myself, see Pueblo being a very big part of Envision's growth over 2022. So we want to do it justice by incorporating more Pueblo content into this podcast. And I think the more that people learn about it, the more people will be interested in it. So that's one goal. Well, I guess a quantifiable goal is we want to do one Pueblo episode every 2 months. So a total of 6 episodes of the 52 total goal for this year. And we want to close 15 transactions in Pueblo as part of the 30%, number. We'll count that towards that. And then the kind of the stretch goal is to be at the point where we hire a dedicated agent for the Pueblo market.
I love it. Very ambitious goals. And just to tag on to the podcast, there is, I don't know, right at the moment when we're recording this is where we're in the process, but you have recorded some. They're going to record some, property walkthroughs of, single family, fourplex properties and Pueblos. Want to put on YouTube. So it's also, you got some really cool property walks coming up to help show properties and what the scene is like down there. So as that comes out, check it out, everyone.
Yeah, we kind of hit some speed bumps in the last day or so with COVID issues, but we're working through it. We'll see. We'll see what we end up turning out.
We'll get there. That's just part of the game right now. Yeah, but I'm very excited because it's been really fun to see the organic growth, really, that you and Lee have just spearheaded on there. Because you're always such a great analytical mind, and you're always researching, hey, what's the next trend, what's the next area, how do we just always stay one step ahead with the trend. And then Lee has so much experience from living in Pueblo, now being in the Springs, so it's been a great dynamic. And so I'm excited as all that work, it just starts compounding and taking those very distinct skill sets and experiences and combining them together as we had more people on there. Like, it's going to do some, you guys are going to do some really cool work down there. I just love that organic growth, because that's when really cool opportunities appear. So, everyone out there, we'll be doing a lot more content on Pueblo. If you have questions, obviously reach out to Jenny. When I have a question, I'm calling Jenny and Leah. So we will definitely be dissecting their brain and diving into it, which I'm very excited to learn myself. All right, so I'm looking at your chapter here, Jenny. We hit the main sections on here. Anything you want to add or clarify for the record?
I don't think so. I'm tired just reading these. Yeah, I'm tired just reading these. So we'll see. I think it'll be a busy year, but a really productive one.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see the growth. Excited to get more opportunities for our clients, expanding to Pueblo. It's gonna be an awesome year. So
yeah, I agree.
I always appreciate Jenny. Like, I know that, sharing this podcast written format, like, it's always a little bit more the, outside the comfort zone. So I appreciate you doing that. I know it's a huge benefit to our listeners out there. And, for people out there considering if they should submit a chapter or not, yes, you should. No matter what your experience level is, submit a chapter, because it's also meant to help hold you accountable to achieve your goals and be able to come back and, see what you set for a goal last year, year before, and that stuff. So Jenny, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.